just finished a beautiful Yom Tov of Sukkis, and sometimes it's a little depressing. You start the daily routine again, you don't have the inspiration of the Yom Tov. You feel it's like a letdown almost. What can we take with us from the Yom Tov that hopefully will give us the ability to steig, to really grow through this man ahead? In this week's parasha, Parashas Bereishis, we find the first conflict in history. Cain and Hevel each bring karbonas to Hashem. In fact, Cain is the one who initiates the process. He brings the first karbon, and Hevel copies him. But as Chazal say, Cain didn't do the right thing. He didn't finish the job properly. He had a great idea, but he didn't do it properly. Cain brought min hagorua, from the lowest quality of plant life, from the Zera Pishtan, while Hevel is Mahadir in his carbon. He brings Mibchoras Sono Mechelvehem. He brings from the choicest of his sheep. And as the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the carbon of Hevel, but not of Kayin. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'yal minchoso v'yal Kayin v'yal minchoso lo shor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises Kayin's carbon and he accepts Hevel's. And we know the story. Kayin is jealous of Hevel. He gets involved in a confrontation with him, and ultimately he kills him. It seems a little difficult. Cain had the right idea. He was going in the right direction, but yet he didn't follow through. Why not? Why didn't Cain also bring a beautiful carbon just like Hevel? Why did he bring Minagaru? In Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yutes, in Darchei HaChasidus, he explains that Cain felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need our carbon. He understood that there's an inyan to bring a carbon, but he realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a matana from him. He doesn't need his carbon. The carbon is a gesture. So if the carbon is only a gesture, then maybe it's more appropriate not to bring a carbon that's mehuda. Because if you bring a carbon that's beautiful, that sort of implies HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs something from you. I want to bring him something beautiful because he needs the present. That's what Cain thought. This is in fact what the Navi says. Malachi says to Klal Yisrael, you bring such disgraceful karbonis, you think that it's not a big deal? Hakriveon alefecha secha, bring that to your prince, bring that to your officer. Is he gonna want that carbon? The officer doesn't need the carbon from you. But you have to bring a nice carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mechubad in your eyes. You have to act towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he is a person who deserves your kavod. You have to give from yourself a carbon that's mehuda, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it from you, but because that shows your love for him, that shows how much you want to give to him. That was Cain's mistake. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our karbanas. The ikar is not the carbon. The ikar is the hiskarvus, the closeness that we develop with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the carbon. But the way that we show how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being mehadir in the carbon. So even though Cain had the idea, he had the right idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get a carbon, but he didn't follow through properly because he thought that it's better not to bring a carbon that's mehuda. That was a mistake. Because bringing a carbon that's mehuda demonstrates your ava for Hashem. We find a similar idea in the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. We all know the famous Maamar Chazal, the Medrash that Rashi quotes at the end of Parshas Pinchas, that what is Shmini Atzeres? After a long Yom Tov of Sukkos, we have another day. What's the other day? Koshalai Perdaschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to part from us. So he says, make me a Suda. I can be Nene from you. Throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we bring Purim, Keneged, the Umos, the Shivim Umos, all the nations of the world, 70 nations. Mismatim Beholchim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us in the last day, leave them all aside. You and I, we're going to celebrate together. And the Gemara in Sukkah has an interesting version of this Maamar Chazal. The Gemara at the end of Sukkah, Daf Nun Hayomid Beis, says it's a marshal for a king who tells all of his avodim, asuli, suda, gedola, make a big suda for me, a big banquet. And they come, they make a big suda. And then the king says to the ohev, he says to his beloved, you come with me. Aseli suda ktana kedei she'ena nimcha. Make me a suda ktana that I'll be able to derive benefit from you, we'll be able to enjoy each other's company. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Bring the parim throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, keneged the umos, keneged the avodim, the whole world. But on Shmini Atzeres, he says, no, you're the ohev, you're the one that I love. Make me a suda ktana so that I'll be able to be nene from you. And this apparently is the answer to Koshalai Predaschem. The question is, how is it an answer? If the Preda is going to be difficult, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is departing from us. It's after a Yom Tov, after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. We're finally saying goodbye. It's going to be a long winter. We're finally saying goodbye. So why is spending an extra day going to make the goodbye any easier? If anything, fakert, it's going to make it more difficult. If you have a connection, if you have an intimate suda with the king, it's going to be harder to depart from the king. What's more, what's the lashon of the Gemara? That the melech and the marshal tells the ohe vaseli suda ktana, make a small meal. Why a small meal? Fakert, if the ohe with the king and the ohe have a special relationship, so the ohe should make a big suda. What's the Gemara saying? The answer is, what's the purpose of Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael. It shows the special relationship we have with him. We don't need a big suda to show that connection. It doesn't matter what we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show that it's not the suda that matters. It's the relationship that matters. He loves us so much, and especially through Torah, the fact that he's given us the Torah, that shows his tremendous love for us. That's why Shmini Atzeres is linked to Simchas Torah. Because it's through the Torah that we feel a love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he demonstrates his love toward us. That's the answer to Koshalai Predaschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's difficult to depart, it's difficult to separate from me, but you should know, you don't have to say goodbye. You don't ever have to say goodbye. You can carry me with you throughout the year. There doesn't have to be a prayer. If you understand the idea of Shmini Atzeres, if you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for all of Klal Yisrael, his love for us individually, his love for us that he demonstrates by giving us Torah, we realize that we can be b'mechitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just during Yom Tov, we can be b'mechitzaso throughout the entire year. Migoy gadol ashelo elokim krovim elav kashem elokim v'chol kareinu elav. We can search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole year v'chol kareinu elav. We can call out to him, we can feel his closeness. It doesn't have to just be Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. It can be a whole year. Kol ha'osek b'torah shechina kenegda. When we're osek b'torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with us. He's connected to us. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, aseh li suda ktana. I don't need a big meal from you. Because it's not about the meal, it's about the hiskaras. It's about the relationship. That's what it's about. So we don't really need the meal. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't need a big meal. But mitzideinu, from our perspective, we have to be mahadir. We have to do the best we can. In the Sudas of Yom Tov, in the Mitzvahs of Yom Tov, in the Talmud Torah that we do, in the Tefillah that we engage in, we have to do the best we can. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it from us, but he shows his Ava for us by asking us to stay an extra day, by showing that he cares more about us, then we have to reciprocate and show how much we love him. That's the purpose of the Hidden Mitzvah. That's the mistake that Cain made. He understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. But he thought that if that's the case, then we really have to be mahadir a mitzvah. The answer is, of course, we have to be mahadir a mitzvah. Because that shows how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of the Yom Tov Sukkos. We don't have to separate. We don't have to say goodbye. We can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us the whole year. We can take the special relationship that we have. Hashem Tzilch, Hashem is right next to us. He's our shadow. However we want that relationship to be, that's how it's going to be. If we want a closeness, then he'll be close to us. And b'frat b'talmud Torah, the more we learn, the more we invest in our learning, the more we invest in our tefillah, the closer HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to us. If we internalize this message, then hopefully we'll be able to take all the feelings of Chodesh Elul and of Chodesh Tishrei with us, and they'll be able to continue to inspire us throughout the long winter ahead. Shabbos.